House Majority Floor Leader Stephen Tilley, a Perryville Republican, proposes many changes, cracking down on lobbyist meals and gifts, full disclosure of political involvements, even with staff.
You know, we have an opportunity here to increase accountability, responsibility, and to improve the perception from the citizens of this great state on what goes on in Jefferson City. And I think my bill goes a long way towards that in restoring the public trust that is much needed in Jeff City.
A prohibition on lawmakers serving as political consultants seems aimed directly at former House Speaker Rod Jetton.
I mean, I'd say that's what most people think, but actually there's been Democrats who have served in the General Assembly that have been consultants as well at the same time that they were critical of the Speaker. Rod Jetton. So I think, you know, I'm not accusing that anybody did anything unethical or illegal. What I'm saying is the perception is not great, and I could see how the conflict of interest could arise.
Governor Nixon has declined to comment on the recent spate of ethics bills.
I'd prefer to keep any comments about analysis of any of those individual pieces until we lay forth what we'll do in just a few short weeks.
This year, I've seen a senator and two representatives plead guilty to federal felony charges. Former Speaker Jetton has been charged with assault. A reporter asked Nixon if he thought the legislature was ethically challenged.
There's a lot of good folks there.
Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.